Lumpur. I had it for a while. I was a little puzzled by this simile of like the stick that you pick up and you get both ends. Like you can't just pick up one part of the path. And kind of reading over this talk again, based on other stuff that's come into my mind over the last year or so, it seems like he's sort of responding or reacting a little bit to the widespread the inroads being made by like Mahasi Sayadaw method that's called Vipassana.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's in effect he's kind of offering a critique of this way of approaching the path.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That you know you think that you can just grab the Vipassana part and get to the end really quick and and discard virtue and discard samadhi.
Yes, yes.
But for a long time the way it was coming across to me when I would read Ajahn Chah was more like you can't do samadhi, you can't do Vipassana, all you can do is walk jagra, you know, and do Buddha. And so the samadhi and Vipassana have to do themselves, as it were.
Mm.
So there's nothing for you to do except sort of just suffer until it happens.
It's really it's in contradistinction to the because it was very popular at that time, and especially in the circles of that maha, and say like Ajahn Maha, and he was mates with Ajahn Mahamala. Ajahn Mahamala, a lot of the monks were introduced to meditation through the Mahasi technique, especially the study monks, because the forest tradition wasn't that well known, and their access to meditation was quite limited. And it was introduced as through the Mahasi technique, which was quite... there's just this Vipassana business, and it's also and so there's a historical aspect to it. There's also there is and it's not very prevalent now, but if that talk was given over 40 years ago. And there still is to a certain degree, but it was a bit more well known. But there's a school of forest monks who really focused just on the samatha aspect, and just that there were basically, you've really got to perfect the samatha, and you've got to perfect the ability to gain the actual powers in order to be able to access the Vipassana. And so that on the other side of the coin, there's this strong separation of the samatha, and that you don't even deal with the reflection and insight aspect until you've really at least fourth jhana, and we really should have the whole mastery of all the immaterial attainments, as well as at least some of the actual powers. So that's a long path. So the Ajahn Chah, I think, was quite radical at the time of saying, the way the mind is this works together. This isn't separate. Especially in terms of the application of the path and the integration of the path.